Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Okay, this is going to be huge. We've got Plato's Retreat here for Bosom Selector. We have Anika in the studio.
Hi.
We have Rob on the phone.
All right.
And we have Chris on Zoom.
Good morning.
This is what technology was supposed to be for, everyone.
We've brought the Plato's gang together. How are you all this morning?
Good. It's so weird talking to Chris and Rob outside of our little capsule of a Saturday.
It's so weird talking to Anika and Rob anyway.
I know. I was going to say, I feel like this is Monday morning breakfast beer behaviour.
Monday morning breakfast beer, thanks to Hallertau.
Oh, my gosh.
Only on
Are we allowed to do that? Are we allowed to do shout-outs on your show?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, their show's shouting out our show, right?
Yeah. You've got a loving sponsor in Hallertau. That's awesome.
We do have a loving sponsor, and we love them.
Okay, so maybe we should start with how everyone came to BFM. Anika, program director of BFM, do you want to start with your journey?
Yes, sorry, just got distracted. How I started with my journey, I came to BFM by emailing Lillian and saying, hey, is there anything I can do? And she said, well, how about you come up every Friday morning at 6 a.m. and write news for the breakfast show?
Awesome.
To which I said, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Give me more. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here. But, yeah.
And now you never leave.
And you never leave.
You're stuck in it for life. And how many years ago was that?
Like maybe 5 or 6.
Wow.
But, yeah. And then Rob was like, I had to give up my morning glory show when I started working here because I didn't have time. And then Rob was like, why don't you come hang out on the Saturday show?
Yeah.
And it changed my life.
Wow.
So, Rob, how long have you been doing Plato's for on Saturdays?
Oh, God. A long time. What is it, about 6 years, 6, 7 years? I don't know how long it's been going for.
I think it's about 7, yeah.
Yeah, about 7 years, yeah. And I got here by blackmail.
Classic Rob.
Who blackmailed you, Rob?
No, I blackmailed someone to get into BFM to start off with. No, I didn't. I used to work the street markets at Aotea, and I worked opposite the station manager at the time, Captain Carson. I worked opposite his wife, and I used to be quite vocal doing the markets. And they said, oh, would you like to do sport on BFM? And I went, yeah, go on in.
The sport on Plato's Retreat, I do. I'm not a sport person, but I appreciate how you all make sport fun.
it's a good time. Someone said the other week that I'm quite negative, and I am. I only realised it after 20 years.
Yeah, it's like the anti-sport.
yeah, I'm anti-sport.
But I also reckon, like, if everyone's losing, then that's kind of on them. That's not a negativity issue. That's a skill
that's
issue.
That's a sport issue.
Mm.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're really...
The mindset issue.
Talking to you today.
Get in the game.
Because I got up at 2 o'clock this morning to watch Tottenham lose.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Oh, no.
But, you know, that's what happens, isn't it?
Now we've dragged you back on the radio.
Yeah, you can't even for that.
Can't even grieve in peace, Rob.
No, I can't. Thank you.
Chris, what about you? Where did you start with BFM?
I moved to Wellington. I was doing Radioactive in Wellington for about 7 years, and then came up to Auckland and just sort of like hung around enough. I remember meeting with Hugh Sunday, who was station manager at the time, and being like, hey, so what's going on? And he was like, I don't know, didn't want me to be part of the station, so I just hung around enough.
Yeah.
I sort of wangled my way into a show with Sam Harmony. We were doing a morning show on Saturdays. And then when we got the chance to jump at the Carnival in Rio, shout out to the Carnival in Rio crew, when they vacated the spot, we immediately jumped to that. I think it suited us better doing an afternoon show, just the kind of music that we play. And so it was just a tale of tenacity and the power of hanging around. You can't overestimate it.
Yeah, it's so true.
If you hang around anywhere long enough, you might get what you want. It's solid advice.
Like words to live by. Can I ask where the name Plato's Retreat came from? Does anyone know?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, do you want to go?
Yeah, no, no, Sam come up with that. We kept trying to think of a name. I think the first one is Where's I'm John Campbell or something like that.
Okay, well. I think it was Where in the World is John Campbell?
Yeah, something like that. And then he came up with it. I mean, he wasn't really sure it was. There's a real funny story with Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? She didn't realise what Plato's Retreat actually was.
And then, yeah, so Plato's Retreat was a sort of pioneering disco nightclub, swingers nightclub in New York in the late 1970s and early 80s. But there's also a couple of different tie-ins because you've got... what's his name? A famous wrestler by the name of... it's not Macho Man, but it's one of them. He wore a Plato's Retreat singlet with like a braided sort of bottom piece on it. You can look it up.
Hilarious.
It's just, I need to get one of them because they're so great.
Right.
Chris, you don't need any more singlets.
I think it was Randy, Macho Man, Randy Savage, I think.
Oh, okay, I'm good.
I think it was Macho Man. Language.
Right.
And the pictures are just beautiful. But yeah, so that was where it came from. It was just a sort of, it was in keeping. It sounds a little bit intellectual,
photos.
A little bit mysterious. I think I like that. And it describes the ethos of the show, I think, pretty well. Eclectic. Right.
I feel like Randy Savage is really summing up the vibe of the show.
Yeah, you got to look at the picture. Are you looking at the picture now?
Yeah, we've got Google Images open.
Look at many photos of him.
He's got the sort of Viper Pit glasses on,
yeah,
bandana,
yeah.
A sort of crop top.
Which we wear in the studio.
Nick is spirit animal.
Oh, it's everyone in crop tops every Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's makes the
sense.
Rules.
Right. Okay, we've got a couple of songs. Chris, shall we start with your car crash set one?
Sure, yeah. I want to apologize up front for being quite a long one. But I said to Anika, we can just cut it off halfway through and, you know, absolutely desecrate an amazing song if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us why you chose this one.
This is a song that is not only one of my favourite New Zealand music songs, but one of my favourite songs of all time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The band had the legendary Trevor Reakey in it, and actually there's a picture on Audio Culture of a car crash set playing just downstairs from BFM in 1985 with Trevor Reakey. The song, I think, for me, sums up my approach to music. It's dancey in some ways. It's got a kind of melancholic tinge to it. It's a little bit indie, a little bit electronic. It's a sort of song which I like, which is dancing while crying. I think that would be the genre that...
Oh, awesome.
That resonates with me the most. Tears on the Dance Floor.
On the Dance Floor.
One of the best places to cry.
Yeah, it's dark. You're already sweaty, hopefully.
Yeah.
You can't see the tears through the sweat.
Yeah,
and then if someone sees that you're crying, you can just be like, this is such a beautiful song. I'm just really
touched. Just feeling the music more than everyone else.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just so frustrated because the drop hasn't come. Ah, tears.
Very good. We're going to listen to Fall from Grace from Car Crash Set. This is Bosom Selector with Plato's Retreat. We'll be back after this.
You're just my friend. It will never reach you. It will never reach you. We'll be right back.
This is Car Crash Set. Sorry, with Paul from Grace.
We decimated it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. As long as the chorus drops in.
It's a beautiful song, though.
It's really lovely.
It is gorgeous.
It's there, a song that I play that one, every time. Every time somebody wants to know anything about, you know, like the variety of New Zealand music out there, I play that song first. Mm. Well, as one of the first ones, because they're just like, what is this? It sounds kind of timeless to me and sort of placeless as well.
Mm. That's the thing, eh? You wouldn't expect it to be a New Zealand band from that era, but here it is, and here's that track. Very cool.
Yeah. That's great. I was just going to jump straight into it. And if you like that track, send us text 5395. You're listening to Plato's Retreat.
And if you do like this track,
you're listening to Plato's Retreat.
Yeah.
You just can't. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, I guess.
That's true. That's so true.
Are you the old dog here?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll accept that.
Sweet.
How do you feel about that, Rob? You're the young dog now.
I'm gutted.
Rob's more of a cat, I reckon.
Oh, you reckon? Oh. Rob's more of a cat?
An old cat, yeah.
I hate cats.
Whoa, okay.
That's so on brand, Rob.
Really alienated myself with half of BFM listeners there.
Send us a text 5395. Tell us how you feel about cats.
Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs? Cats or dogs? The age-old debate.
It cannot be both. It's impossible to like both.
You reckon? I'm not
I hate
bother.
Dogs. I hate I
like,
dogs.
Maybe you don't like animals, Rob.
Sorry, what?
Maybe you don't like animals.
Oh, how dare you.
Is that not the...
Maybe you need a turtle or a tortoise.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
I can see you with one of those.
Rob likes fish. You like fish, don't you, Rob?
Oh, Rob, that's the worst one.
What?
It's barely an animal.
I hate fish. I'm terrified of them.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm really scared of fish. I'm so sorry, Rosetta.
I've got a little goldfish tattoo.
And I think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful piece of art. But live.
But kind of boring pet. I can accept that.
I don't like the smell.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the admin, like cleaning out a fish tank.
Yeah.
Mm.
But also,
I don't like how they have no soul behind their eyes.
I'll clean a fish tank any day before I pick up dog shit.
Yes, I'm 100% there with you.
Right, can we nick that for a sting?
That was awesome. Okay, well, Anika's chosen a track as well.
Yes, Anika has chosen a track as well on the world's most difficult to read vinyl, which is
it's so pretty.
It's covered in very artistic paint splatters, which is quite annoying when you're trying to find a song. But this is Rupa with Aji Shaniwa. This came out in 1982, I think. These two guys, the Khan brothers, really got obsessed with disco and then made this disco album called Disco Jazz, heard Rupa singing and said, we need you to do vocals.
Amazing.
And so got her in, had her do vocals across all the tracks. I think the vocals on this track were composed by their sister. So, yeah, and I don't know, for me this is just a very fun, groovy Saturday afternoon song.
And, Rob... Do you have a track shout out that you'd like to share? Sorry to put you on the spot. Remember that time we did the show together and we played Insomnia by Faithless and we all lost our minds? It was just you and me?
Yes, we'll have that then.
Okay, excellent. All right, we might give that a jam if we have a bit of time. Let's have a listen to yours, Anika.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, team. So fun to hear a bit more about Plato's. Everyone can catch Plato's Retreat Saturdays 4 till 7 p.m.
Yes.
And online via the Becasts.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. Shot
and
team.
If you me, like... Chris and Rob all in the same room.
If you liked the chat we did here today, you can have more of that on Saturday. Yep, thanks guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Rob. Bye, Chris.
Yeah.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.